order. I think it's the 17th of April. It's 9:02. Present, we have Senator Giesel, Senator Wilkowski, Senator Crockett. We have a quorum. We're ably helped once again by the A-team, Chris and Claire. Thank you all. We have before us only one order of business, CS for House Bill 216. I believe the Y version, is that correct? Yeah, please come forward. Mr. Representative Christ Tompkins. We want a presentation that's brief, succinct, complete. Emphasis on the brief.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll do my best to honor the request. House Bill 216, or the CS for House Bill 216, is a bill that recognizes in a symbolic fashion Alaska Native languages as Alaska's languages. The CS includes language, Section 2, that I assume is in front of you, that I felt was an improvement, and in sort of the abundance of caution, made sure to define that there's no obligation or burden on the state to print materials in all the languages listed in the bills. To make sure that we're absolutely on the legal straight and narrow, we contacted the Department of Law as well as Legislative Legal, and I can distribute a memo. Actually, was originally requested by Senator Coghill's office, Reneva Moss, that overviews the bill and basically says, and I can quote, "In my opinion, a court would not find the addition of 20 more languages to AS 4433310 imposes additional obligations on the government." And later in this memo from Legislative Legal, Hillary Martin, counsel at Legislative Legal, also states, "It is my opinion that HB 216 would not require schools to teach a second language in the public school system." So this presents the question, well, why do this in the first place if there's no sort of substantive impact on government? And we simply feel that there's a statewide movement to prevent the extinction of Alaska Native languages and promote the revitalization of Native languages. And this recognition quite simply means the world to a lot of people. And I'm not normally one for symbolic bills, but I think if a symbolic bill can create a sense of energy and momentum and excitement, then the bill, in a certain sense, achieves its purpose, and so far that this bill has done exactly that.
Questions from the committee? Senator Coghill?
No, I mean, I appreciate the sideboards that are put in it, and I was seriously considering whether we should actually say symbolic actually in the statute. I don't know if the title really gets there. I agree with the concept of honoring the different languages that are in Alaska, but I think if we ever got to where we had to publish everything or there was some mandate that came with it, it would create more confusion and probably more division than unity. And I like the idea of honoring that language setup. So when we get the bill in front of us, I may talk about that. At least we need to get that on the record. But I think the language in Section 2 probably does that enough anyway. And that was my only concern, is that it actually does what you proposed. So,
any other questions? We have two people who would like to testify. First one is, you can stay there or move over, Richard Anderson. And Richard, we want to be both thoughtful, respectful, and expedient. This bill is going to pass out of this committee, and it's going to pass the Senate, I'm quite sure. And but I don't want to deny you the opportunity to testify. So it'll help us if you can be succinct, but please identify yourself and give us your testimony.
My name is Richard Anderson. I'm a resident of Juneau, and I'm representing myself. I just wanted to, you know, I appreciate you guys taking the time to do this right now. It's a procedural thing and stuff, and I understand that. And I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. I was going to be knocking on doors today, you know. But anyway, the thing is the bill itself is it's a really important bill. I'm very, very happy and proud to be a part of what the bill represents. I'm a student at UAS. I'm a returning student, and I'm learning. I'm actually majoring in Alaska Native Studies and Alaska Native Studies and language and stuff. And I've learned so much about culture, the different cultures of the beautiful Bay State we have here. One of the things about this bill is I've seen in the past, ever since the bill's been introduced, I've seen a glow in people's faces. I've talked with Representative Christ Tompkins in the past year. And it's just ever since this has been going on, people just seem to have like a quicker movement in their step. And, there's just even talk of walking around the house, people are like, wow, something like this hasn't happened in a long time. And people are actually smiling and stuff. But I just really think that, it's the right thing to do. It acknowledges, people that have been here for a lot longer than, my ancestors that came over from Europe and stuff. And I think it's, with me learning the language of what I'm doing, but for my own personal reason, it's like I'm showing respect. If I moved to France, I'd want to speak French. Now that I've moved to Juneau, I'm learning Tlingit. So to me, that's how you get to know other people. And I found that I feel I'm a much richer person for learning these types of things. Again, I appreciate the time to just be able to testify on behalf of the bill. It's a good thing. It's a right thing to do, and I think it's a long time in coming. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions or comments? Thank you, Mr. Anderson. David Katzik. Did I pronounce that correctly, sir?
Pretty close.
What's the correct?
Katzik.
Okay. All right. Please identify yourself and give us your testimony.
My Tlingit name is Kingishche. Shangukedi Ayachat. I'm of the Shangukedi clan. Gunalchishawe Adeyayi de Hunye Anyat Gusani. Most noble, very precious, very unique children of the earth. Thank you for allowing me to come and speak with you this morning. Yeweha in Kauduani Chakukau Hayukatangi Awesichin. The ancient ones long ago spoke to us and told us how powerful language really is. Lichin Kayukatangi, whatever language we speak, is very powerful. Hakusti ye atu yeyati. Our life is in the words we speak. Whether they're positive or negative, or whether they're neutral, what words we speak to ourselves more than anybody else, we actually then begin to demonstrate it when we come together. Ya ha. Neske ha'ane. Ye awesli chin hayukatangi. Konasli chin. Our language really is our community. Just as you men and women sit here and you speak the English language, you develop a community with one another. Whether you agree with each other or disagree, you have community. And this is the reason I'm here this morning, to thank you for giving us an opportunity to present something to you for your consideration. And I ask that you would favorably consider this, because it's important for our community. If you were to take a look at the Indian Commission's report at the time when Wrangell was bombardment, and look at the reports that they said about the Tlingit people and their language and the ways and means in which they worked, you would see the power of the language, which dealt with respect, honor, and one of the most important things was we agreed to disagree, which is very powerful in any society. And so I strongly urge you and encourage you to support this legislation. And I come from an ancient people, and I'm not here in pride. I'm here humbly before you because of what my ancestors came through, just so that I could be sitting here before you. As you notice, I can speak the English language fairly well. That's because my grandparents and parents and others in my community said to us, you are a human being, and human beings are very intelligent. There's nothing you can't learn. Is the words I'm speaking as if my 120-year-old grandpa was sitting here right now talking to you. That's the power of language. You have it in your homes when you speak to your children. Let me give you, I know there's only two of us here, so if you don't mind me bending your ears a little bit more, let me just share, I don't know if anybody called you precious and special and unique child of the earth today, but I just did in my language. That is a powerful way to address one another as human beings. Another thing, they would say, Achgit Katsku. They would say, oh, my precious beloved son. Achsi Katsku. Oh, my most beautiful, precious, beloved daughter. Those kind of words you hardly hear almost in any language, unless you go back into the biblical ways of speaking a long time ago. The Tlingit people speak in that way. And you ought to see the children who are red-haired, green-eyed, freckle-faced, little girls and or boys, when they begin to speak the language in the Juneau Douglas School District, and how happy they are, and how glad they are, because with the use of our language, somebody called them precious. Somebody called them geniuses. Yaku jige Tlingit. Powerful words. These are ancient words, and I strongly encourage the state to take a look at what it took for the indigenous people to settle this land and the kind of language that they spoke that helped them overcome floods, famines, catastrophes, diseases, sickness, and we're still here today. I'm sitting up here. I mean, this is quite a miracle that I'm sitting here before you, and I want you men to know, and you men, how much I appreciate. You may not agree with me, but you know what? I appreciate you. I'm saying thank you from the depths of my heart. Not because of any political type of thing, but basically because of the importance of the values that are contained within the language our people have had. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, I guess I didn't give you enough time. You'll be able to ask any kind of question, but thank you for the time.
Questions, comments? I can tell you assuredly that this group of people respect and are appreciative, and I can tell you that I know enough to know that there's some grand ideas and concepts that the Tlingits have had for hundreds of years that everybody can learn for, particularly the restorative justice dispute resolution stuff. You have a lot to be proud of, plus great mariners, which I really respect. Please stand by. We also have Kim Reitmeier in Anchorage from ANSCA. Can you hear us, Kim?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Please give us your identify yourself and give us your testimony.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, good morning. My name is Kim Reitmeier. That is a very passionate speech to follow, and I know I can't do it justice, but I serve as the president of the ANCSA Regional Association. By way of background, the ANCSA Regional Association represents the chief executive officers of the 12 land-based regional Alaska Native corporations, as well as the president of the Alaska Federation of Natives. Our corporations are owned by over 100,000 Alaska Native people and were formed under the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act of 1971. The mission of the association is to collaborate in the creation of a sustainable socioeconomic future for Alaska Native people. We also recognize civic engagement as an essential element to the success of our culture and our communities. We appreciate the time to testify today on House Bill 216, which recognizes all Alaska Native languages as official languages for the state of Alaska. The ANCSA Regional Association supports House Bill 216. Establishing the Alaska Native languages as official languages of the state is an important step in recognizing the vital role of our Alaska Native people and our culture. We wholeheartedly support passing 216, and we'd like to thank you very much for the time and consideration that you're putting forward in this effort.
Questions or comments for Kim? Kim, this is Chair Dyson. And David, just an aside, but I think 6 years ago I tried to get a bill through that would require the state and all their maps and documents to include in parentheses the native names for geographical features. And, for instance, where we all land at Anchorage International, the Athabascan, the Aklutna people are in my district, their name for Point Warren's off is the place where we killed 18 Eskimos that darn well needed killing, which I think of as a very colorful name. Or the Bainbridge Strait in Prince William Sound, the Chugach Eskimo people call that, looks like a gut. You know, just very colorful and another way of showing respect for the people. I'm not going to be here, but I would encourage you, Kim, and others who are concerned about these issues to support the next time that bill comes up in ensuing legislative sessions. Any questions or comments? All right, we're going to recess to a call of the chair. It is my intention.
I would like to make one comment.
Yes, sir.
What you just got through saying, sir. Thank you so much for that acknowledgement and that recognition. And I think it's important that we get the names. For example, this mountain right behind us, it's called Yadahatkaslek, which means the most beautiful face of a mountain. If you go down just a little few miles south of here, you're going to come into the Taku Inlet, the Lynn Canal, all that area, and the turbulent waters that you can come through in November and December, October, after hunting deer or whatever you're going after below. As you come through those waters, you don't have to be a Tlingit person to appreciate how beautiful that mountain is getting, because you know that you're coming home and that you're making it safely to a place where your loved ones are.
And calm water.
So it isn't just the aesthetic beauty, but the emotional connection that you have that place. Very few people know the name of that mountain, Yadahatkaslek, the beautiful face of a mountain. You all experience it wherever you come from. When you see the home that you went to when you were a child, you don't have to be a Tlingit to understand what I'm sharing with you. You have that affection. You have that emotion. You have that community. And that's the very same thing our people still need, our children need. And I think education needs this kind of information. See, Alaska Heritage Institute, the Gold Belt Heritage Institute, and other organizations are working to provide that kind of information, not only to the school system, but to the economy, so that when the tourists come into this community and others, those individuals will know the names of those places. Thank you.
Thank you. So it's my intention that we will recess this. We will meet. We'll go to the other end of the floor for confirmation, and then we'll come back. And if we take another recess, I'll stand up and ask you to come back in here, and we'll be able to sign the book. Okay? We're in recess. Thank you.